Hey, Greg, welcome back. Glad to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
First nuts and bolts. When and where's the meeting going to be?
July 18th, we're going to have a meeting at City Hall Municipal Office Building in the basement at 300 South Texas Avenue, starting at 1. We'll have questions and answer period, and 1:30, we're going to go over the building code, fire code. 2:30, we're going to go over the electrical code, and at 3:30, the residential code. So we're inviting all contractors, home builders, and anybody that's interested, developers, architects, engineers, anybody's interested in learning more about our amendments and in the codes and the whys and what fors or why we're updating our code.
Sure. Well, listen, we don't want to get too technical because, again, it's something that you expect your builder to be able to do if they're going to be building for you or they're going to be doing remodels. But what are the things that cause you to have to make changes in your electrical code or building code?
Well, there's a big push by the National Flood Insurance Program for us to have the latest codes, and then also the Insurance Services Office. They grade cities on updated codes that they want us to have the most current codes. And that helps with, a lot of times that will help with insurance costs, and it also makes structures safer with the new code changes, and then it also covers new products and methods of construction. So there's benefits to updating codes.
Well, and also, in fact, we have an advertiser who says if you haven't assessed your house in the last 10 years, you probably need to do that. And it's clear we have more plug-in devices now. We have more capacity that's needed. And from that standpoint, it's from a safety issue as well.
Yes, sir.
Now, this ends up being a situation where they could come and go, right, if they're just certain areas of that they want to find out about. They don't
yes,
stay
sir.
For the entire meeting.
That's correct.
Okay.
And all the information we'll be going over is on our website, too, in bryantx.gov, the planning and development website. We have a link there that takes you directly to the code updates, our amendments, and then significant changes since the 2009-2012 codes.
Okay. Again, then time and place and date when it's going to happen?
The City Hall, Bryan Municipal Office Building, 300 South Texas. That's starting at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, July 18th. And then we have our Board of Appeals meetings where we take it to that board for approval on July 20th at 6 p.m., same location.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate
Thank
you coming
you.
In again.